It's no secret Illinois has been battling tough budget issues for the last several years. The state's financial status became a big part of the contest for governor last year. So it was no surprise that after Governor-elect Bruce Rauner's win in November, the projections for the coming year included the possibility of pain. University and community college presidents were told to prepare models that include a 20% cut in state funding for the fiscal year that starts July 1st, and possibly a rescission for the current fiscal year.
It is a financial perfect storm. The only thing that would be worse, and I almost want to knock on this table right here to say, the only thing that would be worse would be declining property taxes for community colleges.
Mike Dreith is president of John A. Logan College in Carterville. His school has already been looking at ways to cut costs for at least 2 years, as budgets there have been in the red. A rescission this year could mean the loss of $2 million out of their $30 million budget. A 20% cut would be more. Less than 10 miles west of John A. Logan sits Southern Illinois University's Carbondale campus. That school has been dealing with declining enrollment and budget struggles for years. System President Randy Dunn says the potential of losing a fifth of the state appropriation is hard to take.
For the Carbondale campus alone, including the medical school, that would be something in the vicinity of $29 million or so. And to think about a means of getting that accomplished and still running the university becomes very, very difficult.
Both SIU and John A. Logan are dealing with enrollment struggles. SIU's enrollment leveled off last fall after years of decline. Logan has seen an increase in the number of people taking classes, but those people are taking fewer credit hours. That means fewer dollars for the school. Potential state cuts of up to 20% would mean each school has to make difficult decisions.
When you're talking a cut at that level, you cannot do this on across-the-board fashion. We've generally followed that approach at this campus over many years in doing give-backs or doing reductions. And again, it's not a hit on anyone, and I've done it myself at different places, but to some degree, it's a lazy person's way of doing budgeting. Just to send out a directive and tell every unit to come up with X percent really doesn't force a thinking through of priorities, what the mission of the university is about, the things we should be doing, the things we should be setting aside. And I don't know that I would call this a silver lining necessarily, But as we go through that process to some degree this spring, again, as we say where the politics takes us, we will be able to ask some questions about things that we've taken on and how central they are to the mission of teaching and learning.
And Logan's Mike Dreith says painful conversations are already starting.
We're trying to be systematic, purposeful, humane. We're trying to give everybody over the last couple of weeks, we've been working with the various different groups, give us your best ideas on how we can save money or make increased revenue. Give us your best ideas on how we can improve enrollment.
Both men say they're trying to take an optimistic approach to the potential shortfall, looking at the next several months as a learning process, a part of the political negotiation. But Dreith says finding a silver lining is more and more difficult as time goes on in Illinois.
This is going to be a very unpleasant year for us. I mean, we're sitting here at the end of the year when we normally sit back and reflect on the successes of the last year and make our goals for next year. And we can't reflect on a lot of success, and we can't find anything positive to look into the future.
And while SIU's president says he's ready to take his school's case to lawmakers and the governor, Randy Dunn knows that even a best-case scenario may not be good news.
There's going to have to be adjustment made, and we can anticipate some level of cut. I'm hard-pressed at this stage to think it will turn out to be a 20% loss in the state appropriation, but we'll have to come up with something.
The potential loss in funding is not a one-time deal. Whatever is cut could mean programs or services lost for years to come. That has long-term effects on the region each school serves. Administrators all over the state are working to craft spending plans based on different scenarios, knowing they likely won't have a final answer until late May or even later. That means they're already looking for money wherever it can be found.
In covering whatever our loss is, it's not just going in and making cuts. It's also looking at the revenue that we can bring to bear. And I've been talking with our board about the fact that we are probably going to have to look at some sort of increase in our pricing this year.
Increased tuition costs could mean fewer students on campus, but Dunn and other administrators say in many cases there may be no other option. John A. Logan's Mike Dreith says he's also concerned about commitments being made this year with so much uncertainty in the future.
We're already in a situation right now where we're looking at scholarships for next year that have to be committed now, okay? And I don't know if I'm going to be in a position to, I almost have to do that. There's no other way I'll lose those students otherwise. I mean, not only in some key programs, but athletics, and I've got to go ahead and do that. But there's some of these programs, for that matter, that might have to be looked at as to whether or not we can offer them next year.
Overall, both men believe there will be a cut. They both say they'll do all in their power to make sure jobs are saved and programs for students are spared. But they also say the state's budget problems cannot be solved without tough decisions in Springfield, and likely shared pain. I'm Jennifer Fuller.